Blog Talk Radio.
Judge of
the dead and the living, Lord. Put an end to sin and death, Lord. We thank you for giving us the space and for letting us pray at all times, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Yes, come soon, Lord Jesus. We ask you to protect us in this space, Lord. Bring the faith to fulfillment for the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 All righty. Well, let's play some music. Okay.
Yesterday, how my angel soul would love to say, I'm finally Moses with Israel came to the Red Sea. Yahweh said, have courage and leave it to me. Well, I will not forsake you. I'm going to hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrenders at the master's command. Well, just trust in Yahweh. Let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. In this life before us, many trials we face. You know we're tested and tempted to give up this race. But then I hear Yahshua whisper, let me hold to your hand. For there's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrendered at the master's command. Just trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over. Yahweh, and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross out why we are here.
seeking the answer to the question, what am I uniquely made for? And we look for the answers in all the wrong places. We look for our purpose in each other, in our ever-changing whims of society, or internally in what seems to make us feel good in the moment. But God has a better purpose for our lives than we could ever find in the world. He has a purpose so great, so powerful, and so lasting that when we get a glimpse of it, we will forever be changed. God has a page in His grand narrative written just for you to use you to make a unique and eternal impact on the earth. Chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope." So let us not miss the importance of what God will reveal to us today, because we've heard something before. Instead of let's dive into deeper and see what God's word will reveal to us about that purpose. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide." So you are chosen by God. You aren't secondary to someone else in God's kingdom. He has formed you and chosen you to go and bear fruit. And Jesus desires that our fruit would abide. He has chosen you to make a lasting impact on the earth. So what lasting fruit God intended for you here? Answering the question should start with the words of Jesus. Allow God's commandments to lay the defining foundation of your purpose. In response to this question of what the greatest commandment is, Jesus replied, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Your purpose here on earth is to love God and love others. God has chosen to use love to bring about salvation. He's chosen to use love as a catalyst for spiritual awakening. It's love that is God-driven force, and it's love that He longs to install in us in our highest goal. So understand today that you are formed and called to love above all else. Scripture also tells us that we have been chosen to be carriers and ministers of the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." God's kingdom is on here on earth, and Revelation chapter 5, verse 10 says, "You have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." We are not purpose merely suffer and wait for heaven. God's kingdom is here on earth, and we are His workmanship. We are His priests. Acts chapter 26, verse 16 says, "Rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as servant and witness to the things in which you have seen in me, and to those in which I will appear to you." So Matthew says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Your life here is an eternal value. A life spent simply waiting for heaven is a life wasted. God has placed an eternal purpose on your life, a purpose meant to be pursued and lived out every minute of every day. You don't have time to waste, and the compelling truth is, you will never be satisfied until you devote your life to ministering this incredible gospel of restoration and love. Until you pursue seeing God's kingdom come through your job, relationships, and time, you will never experience the joy and passion only God's purpose can bring you. God doesn't have a cookie-cutter mold He tries to fit all believers into. He's formed you for a specific and unique purpose no other believer will be able to accomplish. His plans for you are your own and no others. So choose today to live your life to your Heavenly Father, work with Him in all that you do, love Him and others and with every fiber of your being, and experience the joy of making a deep eternal impact with all but as you do. May God renew your sense of purpose today as you enter into a time of guided prayer. So, firstly, meditate on God's desire to use you for an incredible purpose. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, for you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own purpose, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. And secondly, reflect on your own life for a moment. In what ways have you been living out of purpose other than God's? Confess those sins to your loving Heavenly Father and let us begin to transform your heart. Now thirdly, now commit your life to God's plan and purpose. Choose to love with all you have today. Line up your heart with God's word and pursue the life he has in store for you. Give him your job, your family, and finances. Ask him how he would have you use them. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know what your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. In Acts chapter 26, verse 16, but rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and those in which I will appear to you. So what will God say about your life when you get finished here? Will your life have been spent in pursuit of him and his kingdom, or in building up a small kingdom here that will pass away like a changing of seasons? Will your life be a fleeting or eternal impact? Only you can choose how you will live your life. May you make the choice today and every day to live the only life that truly matters. God has incredible plans and purposes in store for you, and if you would simply open your heart and your hands to him and say, use me. Okay, I highly suggest you read John chapter 10, verses 1 through 19, and I'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Well, now let me ask you, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life. Or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, overeating, gambling. Whatever it is, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So, the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there's nothing that I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust to him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest of valleys. So once again, I want to thank you for hearing this prayer, and we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. And also, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. You press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen? And right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All righty. Well, I see some callers. Okay, let me bring one that's been waiting 12 minutes. Hello, 111. Okay, enough of that shenanigans. Okay. All right. Well, okay, let's play some music. Okay?
We are free from sin forevermore. like I'm coming undone. This world can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand in my ground where hope can be found.
That music, okay. I hear that supposedly Tony Gaga is in the queue. Okay, if you're in the queue, Tony Gaga, okay, please press the one key. Okay, so I know that you're there, so I can bring you on. Okay. Yeah, me too. I hope it's not a fake Tony G. Okay? Okay? Mr. Sparkles. Okay? Mr. Sparkles, if you know how to get a hold of Tony G, please do so. Okay? So, I can bring him on. Okay? Well, anyway, well, can you get a hold of Calquin, Mr. Sparkles, and see if he can get Tony to call in? If you can get a hold of Calquin, to at least do that and tell Tony to call in, that'd be most appreciated. You think he's on the road? Okay. Well, I've never called anyone. Okay. Never called anyone, never threatened Tony Gaga, okay, or anything like that, put that to rest, I like Tony Gaga, he's a dear friend and brother, like I said, I would never do anything to harm him. Okay. All right. Well, let's play some more music here.
will turn our fate to love.
Yes, I know the storms will drive below, but it never brings me down. For I know the goal, your one holds me down. Somewhere beyond that rainbow, there's a city of gold. I can see that golden gate.
Song. Amen, amen. Okay, well, let's get into, okay, the prophetic word for today. Okay, the Father says today, defend your freedom. Where my spirit is, there is freedom. Never allow anyone or anything that doesn't originate from my spirit to bring you into bondage. You are free from every temporal influence. People cannot control you unless you allow it. Circumstances cannot hold you unless you bow to the pressure. Learn to push back against the pressure that is burdening you. Say of your soul, greater is the presence of God in me flowing out than the pressure of the enemy or the circumstance trying to plow me under. Never allow yourself to be held captive. Refuse to clothe yourself in the garments of victimization. Cast off the grave clothes of self-referral and self-pity. You are redeemed by my hand. The gospel of my truth is the abstract recorded in heaven of your liberty and your testimony. So pick up the scepter of righteousness. I have paid the price for your life. You are clean. You are accepted. The doors of opportunity stand open to you. Speak to the mountain and command it to be removed. Militate in prayer against every contrary situation and condition that defies my promise in your life. Freedom is your portion. Liberty is base state in my kingdom. Never accept any encroachment of man or demon against you. Never bow to the circumstance. Keep your eye upon my promise and your expectations upon me. Your past will no longer dictate your future. The promise is yours, and the day story is arising this day in your heart to bring you forth in your blessing place. Amen. Well, if this word goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Okay, so let's play some more music here. Okay. All right.
Fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's Thank you.
I'm going to end the conversation, okay, for tonight, since I've got no callers on the line, okay. I kept it going as long as I can, okay. So I want to say God bless, thank everybody in the chat room, Bucknut, Mrs. Sparkles, Tony Farrar, okay. Okay, for joining me tonight. May God bless you, and may He keep you highly favored. Okay, until tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. See you all there. Okay, bye-bye.